California State Attorney General Fred Hauser had been in office for less than 2 months when he decided to prosecute Beulah Louise Overell and Bud Gollum. His spectacular and unexpected defeat in that case set an unfortunate tone for the remainder of his term in office. Publicly criticized by Governor Earl Warren for softness on racketeering and for corruption in the Attorney General's office, and amid allegations of connections with the legendary Los Angeles mob boss Mickey Cohen, Hauser nevertheless ran for re-election in 1950. In the greatest political sweep in California's history, the Republican Party carried every office except that of Attorney General. Fred Hauser had not even made it to the general election, but had been defeated in the Republican primary by his Democratic opponent, Edmund G. Pat Brown.